Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast. I'm so glad that you're here today. My name is Lee Dean Heiss, and I am your host, and it is my joy and honor to introduce you to organizations and people who have the same mission as we do, to impact children and schools worldwide for Christ. Today, we are going to talk to Gracie O'Loughlin, who is the Assistant Director of Promotions and Partnerships at Operation Christmas Child. Operation Christmas Child is an organization that you're probably familiar with. They're the ones that run the shoebox ministry. And you know, today I thought I understood everything about the shoeboxes, how to pack them. We've done that as a family for years. But today I understood, probably for the first time, the heart of the shoebox. And that's where Gracie came in. And you're also going to love hearing from Yulia Shabina. Yulia's from one of those countries that we can't even talk about on the podcast. But she tells us the story of receiving a shoebox as a child and the two sentences that were written on the card in her shoebox that's changed her life. And of course, they have to do with prayer. I can't wait to introduce you to my friends today and for you to listen closely and hopefully decide that you too want to pack a shoebox. Gracie and Yulia, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So nice to be on here with you.
You guys, it's so fun to see you in person on my camera, and our listeners are just going to have to know that you both are adorable. So I'm so glad to have you here. Gracie, you guys are from Operation Christmas Child, and that is a new partnership for Moms in Prayer. So tell me, what is Operation Christmas Child?
Oh, awesome. Well, yes, it is a new partnership. We love Moms in Prayer. It's been great. We've been partners with you all for a little over a year now, and it's just been such a blessing. But Operation Christmas Child, we are a ministry of Samaritan's Purse. And very simply, we are the ones who encourage families, individuals, groups to find an empty shoebox. Any standard size shoebox will do. And decide whether you want to pack that shoebox for a boy or a girl between the ages of 2 and 14, and then go shopping for that boy or girl. And you fill that shoebox with school supplies, toys, hygiene items. And then the third week of November is what we call National Collection Week. And that is when 5,000 churches all across America open their doors to receive those shoeboxes. And then we get those shoeboxes into the hands of pastors all around the world to use to reach their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So those shoeboxes are intended for children in need around the world. And it's a free gift packed by those within the United States and other sending countries around the world, but it's basically a tool for evangelism. That's what that shoebox is. We call it a gospel opportunity. It is a tool to preach the gospel to families and communities around the world. Many children who have never received a gift before, who have never heard of Jesus before, certainly don't know that a God in heaven loves them. So that is very simply and very overview of what Operation Christmas Child is. And then, of course, it's followed up by our discipleship program, The Greatest Journey. So we can talk more about that later. But yes.
Well, I had already thought that Operation Christmas Child and the shoebox thing was awesome. But you just said that it's attached to a pastor in a community. So
I had
imagined that Operation Christmas Child backed up a semi truck and opened its doors to just anybody. But you're saying that this is actually going through churches.
Yes, yes. We are very intentional. We know how valuable and important the local church is. You know, we could go in there with a shoebox, but the heart is to get families and communities attached to a local church where they can be discipled, where they can grow in their relationship with Jesus. So we work with churches all around the world. We call them ministry partners, and we train them, we connect with them, we share with them kind of the vision and how to preach the gospel, how to reach communities, and what we have found to be the best way using these shoebox gifts as a tool. But it's absolutely for the purpose of empowering and equipping local churches around the world to reach into their communities with the gospel.
Well, mind blown, because I did not have that puzzle piece till you just said that. That actually, yes, it's fun to give those to kids, but in some ways we're giving them to churches to better be able to reach out.
Huh. That's it. Yes, yes, that's it.
Well, I felt like I knew something before we got on the phone today, but this is so cool. So, Gracie, how did you get involved in OCC?
Operation Christmas Child, Ministry of Samaritan's Purse. We are headquartered in Boone, North Carolina. And I am actually from Boone, North Carolina. There are so few of us, but I am born and raised here locally. And it's funny because I would literally drive by Samaritan's Purse every day on my way to high school and never in a million years thought that I would be working for this ministry. In fact, I wasn't raised in a Christian home. So my senior year of high school, when I was born again towards the end of my senior year, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I will do anything for you. I will go to China. I will go to Africa. I just don't want to stay in Boone because there's nothing for me in this little town. And little did I know that this ministry that was in my backyard would be the very place that the Lord called me to. And He's just so good. I mean, it's by working here at this ministry that He has opened doors for me to go and do things in His name. But it was actually by staying put that I was able to do the things that I never thought that I could do. I came to Operation Christmas Child back in 2013. I was in the media world before that, TV advertising, radio advertising. And then I came to Samaritan's Purse in 2013 to do media for Samaritan's Purse. And now my role changed a little bit, and I get to work with amazing partners such as Moms in Prayer, and it's just been incredibly fulfilling and God's story for sure.
Well, I imagine that this has been life-changing for you. Tell me some of the most memorable moments, just, you know, like a couple.
Just a couple. Yeah, it's definitely been memorable. I've just been so blessed by the people that work here. You know, I get to do partnerships and promotions. And so many memorable experience of promoting the project in the U.S. and just watching the Holy Spirit move on hearts and seeing people awaken to want to take this ministry and own it as their way to do missions, because maybe they can't go to another country, but certainly they can pack a shoebox and allow that to be used as a tool. So therefore they kind of are going to another country. So many stories involved with that. But I think that some of my most memorable times with Operation Christmas Child have been on shoebox distributions. I've only been, you know, maybe probably eight in my time here, but seeing shoeboxes just be the exact shoebox that child needs, just that will never get old. There was this one girl in particular that I still remember. She was maybe 6 years old and showed up at this first distribution. I think that we were in Colombia, South America, and walk in. She is just adorable. She comes right over to me. She pulls me over with her. She sits me down. She starts taking out my ponytail and my barrettes and just starts brushing my hair with her fingers, putting my ponytail back in, my barrettes back in, just loved playing with my hair. And I had to get up, you know, and go and help distribute the shoeboxes. So I go and I do that. And as I finish doing that, I'm like, oh, I wonder what that little girl, her name was Hennessy. I still remember her. And she said, I was like, I wonder what Hennessy got in her shoebox. And so I went and found her. And wouldn't you know that her shoebox had everything to do with hair?
Wow.
It had a hairbrush. It had barrettes. It had, you know, so she is just thrilled. So she sits me back down. She takes out her brush, and instead of using it on herself, she just wants to brush my hair and use her barrettes to put, I mean, it was just so so special. How can you ever forget some of those children and watching the way that shoeboxes influence lives is just so powerful.
Again, I thought Operation Christmas Child and the shoeboxes were cool, but you're right. Seeing how God goes before these kids and even us when we're picking out things in the aisles of grocery stores or Walmart or Hobby Lobby.
Yes.
That God makes those special gifts just specific for the kids who are going to receive it. So,
amen.
Explain to me more and our audience more how this partnership with Moms in Prayer works. What makes us fit together? Why are we choosing each other?
Absolutely. So, our president and CEO, Franklin Graham, always says the most important item you can ever pack into a shoebox gift is prayer. Prayer for the child receiving the shoebox, prayer for their families, prayer for their communities. Because the truth is it's a simple shoebox gift, but the impact is so profound. And the fact we have seen numerous occasions where the exact shoebox goes to the exact child that needs that shoebox, that's been praying for a specific item in it, that answers the cry of their heart. Maybe it's just a desire they've had for something. And then that shoebox shows up with that exact thing. And all of a sudden, they realize God is real and sees them and knows them. So prayer is what navigates that shoebox to that right child. We know that God can, you know, do whatever he wants. I don't know why that he works with us in prayer like he does, but he has chosen that to be something that he works together with. So when we pray for that shoebox, not just in asking the Lord what items that he would have us put in the shoebox, but then also just praying over that shoebox, praying for the child, there's just something about that that makes that shoebox become alive and become a tool that God uses to awaken a child's heart. So Moms in Prayer is such a perfect fit for us. We developed a prayer card for Moms in Prayer specifically that can be downloaded on the Moms in Prayer website. I believe it's momsinprayer.org/OCC. And on that website, there is a prayer card that women can click, download, and then actually write a prayer for the child receiving that shoebox and include it in the shoebox. So it has just been such a great partnership for us in so many ways. But that's to name a few. Those are the overarching benefits of this partnership for sure.
This is going to sound like a mind-numbing question to you because you see it over and over again. But we have a friend here with us and I kind of want to ask her, Yulia, you are a recipient of one of these shoeboxes. What I want to ask you, friend, is can a shoebox really make a difference in a child's life?
100% yes. And my testimony is just one out of millions of how God can use, again, something so simple as a shoebox gift to impact someone's life for eternity. And we have mentioned this several times already, but it is so simple, the shoebox, but it is God who makes the impact. And again, that's why we emphasize over and over again how important it is to pack those shoeboxes with prayer, because God truly knows not only the families who pack those shoeboxes, not only the individuals, but also the face of every single child who receives those shoeboxes.
So tell me about your story, because it really does have a prayer focus attached to it.
It sure does. Yes. I'm originally come from a hard to reach, sensitive to the gospel country in Central Asia. And in my country, it is illegal to be a Christian, to own the word of God and to worship the Lord. And at the time of my childhood, my country was also recovering from the fall of the Soviet Union. So at that time, many things were scarce, impossible to get. And God used, we know that God doesn't waste any seasons, and he used a difficult for my country time to create a window of opportunity where the government of my country remained restrictive, yet allowed foreigners in. And a lot of missionaries, a lot of nonprofits took opportunity of that window of opportunity to come in and tell my people about the Lord Jesus Christ. And among those present on the ground was Samaritans First, not just providing humanitarian aid, not just helping, but everything they were doing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And at the end of 2001, they received permission to land a huge cargo airplane that brought literally thousands of Operation Christmas Child shoebox gifts to the children in Central Asia. And that was the year that I received my very own shoebox gift. And I was 9 years old. And to this day, I remember that moment so vividly. And my shoebox gift came in a plastic purple container. Up until that point, my family has never seen a plastic container, let alone purple. So the container in and of itself was a gift. And as I mentioned, I was 9 years old, so I was very excited to find out what were the items inside it. And as I lifted the lid, right at the very top, the very first item was a beautiful, cuddly stuffed puppy dog that I actually still have to this day. And I remember it was the nicest toy that my sister and I have ever owned. So of course I had to share it with her, even though I didn't want to. And then also shared with my cousins. So this puppy would travel to their house, stay with them a week or two at a time, and then we would get it back. Of course, not to mention every single friend that we had also got their turn playing and petting this puppy. So that was by far the item that stood out the most to me. And as I mentioned, I still have it today, 17 years later. It continues to put a smile on my face. Mm-hmm. And another item that stood out was an etch sketch. And I think the reason it stood out to us because we didn't know how to use it. So for quite some time, we thought it was just a beautiful souvenir that came from the United States, until one day my sister discovered how to use an etch sketch when she was dusting the items on the shelf and she accidentally turned the knobs. And we saw the lines on the screen go up and down. And so after that, we did not put the etch sketch back on the shelf. I know it's pretty funny looking back, especially now, but at that time we didn't know what it was. And when we did discover it, it was probably one of the funnest toys that we've ever had. But you know, as much as I love the puppy, as much as I love the etch sketch, and honestly, every single item, big or small, that came in my shoebox gift, the most important was the letter that ended it, and that ended with these two sentences: "I am praying for you. God loves you." And I remember being a nine-year-old Yulia translating that letter with two thick dictionaries, because I didn't know English at that time, and getting to those last two sentences and wondering, why would a stranger who doesn't know me, who has never met me, who lives across the ocean from me, would A, pack this beautiful shoebox gift with so many awesome items inside, but why would she also tell me that there is God out there who loves and cares for me, and that she's praying to this God on my behalf? And I remember at that time of receiving the shoebox gift, of reading that letter, I didn't understand the full meaning of those words, because I didn't know the Lord and I didn't know what it meant to pray for someone to God. But I will never forget the feeling that those words left in my heart. And I remember carrying those words with me for years. And at that time, also at the time of receiving my shoebox gift, in the letter, she included her return address, which led to us becoming pen pal friends. And at that time, it was so neat for me to have a pen pal all the way in the United States. But today I look back and I realize that the most important part about that friendship was the fact that the girl closed all of those letters to me with that same sentence: "I am praying for you." And it wasn't until actually recently, about a year and a half ago, that I learned that when we first became pen pals, she would simply pray that her letters would get to me, that I would want to continue to be her friend. But as she matured in her walk with the Lord, she began to pray that God would continue to place people in my life who could continue to tell me about his love for me. And when I look back, I realize all those missionaries ministering in my country during that window of opportunity were the answers to her prayers. But the story doesn't end there either. I came to the United States in 2008 after school, and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And just for the sake of time, I'm going to fast forward the story to October of 2015, when I had the greatest privilege of meeting the family who sent me my shoebox gift. And that weekend, I learned something from them surrounding my shoebox gift that forever changed my view on Operation Christmas Child, as well as my view and my take on prayer, because they shared back when they finished packing my shoebox gift at the end of 2001 and placed the lid on top and began to pray for the child who would receive it. The mom in the family felt led specifically to pray their shoebox gift wouldn't go just to any child, wouldn't go just to any country in the world, but she felt led specifically to pray that their shoebox gift would go to a country that is sensitive to the gospel, where Christians are in minority and where Christians are being persecuted for their faith. And that is when God took their specific shoebox gift and orchestrated for it to be loaded on that cargo airplane that was headed from my country during that window of opportunity when foreigners were allowed access in. And not only that, God orchestrated for their very shoebox gift to end up in the hands of, at that time, 9-year-old Julia, when she did not know him. And so when I heard that detail, I said, Lord, never again will I doubt that you know, of course, where those shoeboxes go, but also you hear the prayers that are packed with every single one of the shoeboxes. He used an 11-year-old girl from North Carolina, actually, when I first received my shoebox gift, to reveal himself to me, to stir my curiosity in who he is. And then those prayers that she continued to pray with their shoebox gift, but then also throughout the years, were one of the seeds that I believe the Lord used to plant in my heart for me to years later come into personal relationship with him. So we can never underestimate the power of prayer and what God can do with it.
Yeah, as a mom, I mean, I'm sure that the moms listening to, we already believe in the power of prayer. We're already praying over our lives and our community, but this is an opportunity to do exactly what that family did in your life, which is to plant a seed or to pack a seed, really, that can be used anywhere around the world. Like, we're the ones that believe God is working and answering prayers. What would happen if we showed our families what it was like to plant a seed in a community that we may never see, but that God surely hears and surely answers? So I just want to encourage our listeners, like, this is a really powerful project in the life of a family. This is not just a shoebox. It really is a seed of prayer and hope into, well, like that woman prayed for you, into a closed country even. What a cool opportunity. So, amen. Gracie, what do we put in these shoeboxes? Tell me, like, we've done this a few times with our kids, but give us the professional version.
Okay, so what we always say is to start with a wow item. That could be a soccer ball with a pump for a boy. You can pick one of those out. You just deflate the soccer ball, include that pump in your shoebox. That is an amazing wow item. I mean, you just cannot go wrong with a soccer ball and pump for a little boy. For a girl, you know, maybe a baby doll, a nice stuffed animal, something that when they open the shoebox, they're going to go, wow. You know, just, we love having quality shoeboxes. And then from there, your basic school supplies, notebooks, pen, pencils, pencil sharpener, markers, hygiene items, toothbrush, soap, washcloths. You're not allowed to pack toothpaste. That's something that's we've discovered can hold a shoebox up in customs. So we have added toothpaste to our no packing list. All of these items you can find on our website, SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, a full list of items of what to pack, what not to pack. Other items not to pack would be like liquids, chocolate, candy, anything that could break, anything that could melt, war-related toys. You know, some of these shoeboxers are going into countries where they have experienced the horrors of war. So we don't want to remind them, you know, of any of that. So again, other toys, yo-yos. We've had people that you would think, how do they know how to work a yo-yo? But that yo-yo was the thing that stood out to one little boy whose story I'm thinking of right now. But I tell you, the answer to a million questions is ask the Lord what he would have you pack. You could do little flip-flops, sandals, t-shirts. For older boys, we like tools, maybe a flashlight, including batteries or a hammer, you know, depending on the age group, because you can pack a box for a 2 to 4-year-old, 5 to 9-year-old, and then 10 to 14-year-old. So you choose the gender, you choose what age group, and then from there you go packing. So those are some of the basic items. And then everything, we say, please include a $9 donation. And that is to cover shipping, that is to cover other ministry resources, helping the local church be positioned to share the gospel with the resources they need. So that $9 donation goes a long way. And then, of course, it's the third week of November, National Collection Week, and you could find a drop-off near you by simply visiting our website and typing in your zip code. And once you do that, it'll populate within a 20-mile radius of all the churches near you that are participating, and you just drop that shoebox off. So it's very easy.
I know that there are moms listening that have no problem with a $9 donation, but I remember saying, we're going to do four boxes because we have four kids in our family, and shopping for those, and that about blew half of our Christmas budget. We still needed to shop for our kids too. And so I know that the opportunity exists that you can pack a shoebox and not, is that true, not have a donation included inside?
Our messaging is always, you know, it is a, we'll take your boxes no matter what. It's a suggested donation, but you know, we do message that that's an important part of the shoebox, but are we going to turn that shoebox away? Of course not. Just to your point, you must have been packing a quality shoebox then. So I'm proud of you. Good for you.
Well, and I just think there's just, like, I want to just emphasize to our listeners, like, this changes us when we take our kids into a store and we say, hey, we're shopping for someone who's your age. What would you want in a Christmas box?
And absolutely,
we would like to receive something that is quality. And so quality is different across our socioeconomic upbringings. Yeah. And God translates that, you know.
That's
and
right.
So that was always our goal, was to teach our kids that we want to pack gifts that they would want to receive. And
Amen.
So
that's right. And you know, we want to do it with excellence. We want the best for these children, because you know, Bob Pierce, the founder of Samaritan's Purse, before Franklin took it over, he always said a gift earns you have to earn the right to be heard. You know, when we are presenting these quality heart of Jesus to these children gifts, then that is really, I mean, it's positioning their hearts to open up. So we want to give them the best.
And so I think that if that's one box for your family, awesome.
Right.
But another opportunity that exists is that tracking.
Yes, yes.
On the website. So can you explain that?
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. So we mentioned the $9 donation. So if you give that $9 donation online, there was actually a place online that's called Follow Your Box. So when you give that $9 donation online, you will actually be prompted to print a label, and it'll be so you can label it boy, girl, in the age group. And that label will have a barcode on it. And that barcode will be scanned when it comes to the processing center, and it will be tracked all the way to the country. So you will actually receive an email telling you where in the world your shoebox went. Last year, ours went to Madagascar. And so that's just really neat to know where in the world your shoebox ended up.
Well, that's so fun. We had one box end up in Madagascar and one in Malawi. Malawi,
awesome.
Is that how you say
yes,
that? It was so fun. And I really think, like, we had to take a map out across our living room floor with the kids and find Malawi. And it was just a really cool thing that OCC does.
Geography lesson.
Exactly. Where in the world is your shoebox?
I love that.
I imagine that the same thing that happened with Yulia's box could happen with ours. And so that means
Amen.
That families can tuck those written prayers inside as well. And we just want to encourage the moms and prayer moms to be praying for the moms of the kids that are receiving these packages too, that we would say, we're moms and prayer mom, and we love you, and we're praying for your family
yes.
and for you.
Amen.
Do you have a story of a family that has become really active in gathering shoeboxes?
Oh, well, let me tell you about this little small church in Wild Peach, Texas. So the pastors are Mark
Wild Peach?
Yeah, Yes, Wild Peach, Texas. You can't get any more country or smaller than this little town in Wild Peach, Texas. They are some of the most amazing humans that you will ever meet. Just such a heart and passion for Operation Christmas Child. There are 30 members of their congregation, and this little congregation has packed, last year they had a goal of 9,000 shoeboxes, and they did it. And then they raised enough money to cover every single one of those boxes, shipping donations. And it's, I tell you, it's nothing short of a miracle. These people are not wealthy. They do not have the funds that you would imagine that they would have to pack so many shoeboxes. But what they are is passionate. And they collect items year round, which I think is the key. They go to stores when there are sales. They have relationship with the Dollar Tree and other places in their town that have come to know them, and they get donations like crazy because they have shared how passionate they are. So people just donate things to them. But they are some of the most giving individuals. And we have watched God do miracle after miracle because they set these goals, these shoebox goals and these donation goals that we all stand back going, how in the world is this going to happen? But year after year, God shows up and provides all that this couple need. And like I said, you can't talk to them without weeping because they are just so passionate about what the Lord is doing around the world through Operation Christmas Child that it brings them to tears. And then when it brings them to tears, it brings us to tears. And so, yeah, they are inspiring for sure. And I actually believe that there's a story of them on our website, Mark and Sherry Brumbelow, that you can look for.
We'll
and
put find. That in our show notes. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, I think that's incredible. I just did a little bit of quick math, and if I'm right, that's $18,000 in shipping, yes. $9,000, but that's amazing.
Oh yeah. And I want to say that it was even more than that they raised. I'm trying to remember the exact amount, but yeah, it's nothing short of a miracle. So
yeah, what would happen if Moms in Prayer went crazy believing that, amen, God could use
I
these
think
little
the Lord
seeds.
Likes that.
Yeah, I think he likes to be taken up on that,
yes,
opportunity to completely need him to show up for a miracle. I would just so encourage our listeners to do this, to sow this seed of prayer and a gift into the lives of children around the world and give them an opportunity to hear the gospel.
Amen. Amen. I agree with you. I would love for them to really catch the heart of this and, you know, as the Lord would lead, lead them to pack as many shoeboxes as they feel the tug on their heart for. So agree with you. Yes.
Well, collection week is still a ways out, and that's why we were just really trying to get this out. It's the third week of November, you guys. We can do this.
It's so much more than a shoebox. You know, our follow-up discipleship program called The Greatest Journey. Now, this is a separate ask from the shoebox. It's a $6 donation that people can pay for online. $6 puts one child through our discipleship program, which means the child gets a booklet, it's the teacher's guide, and then at the end of the 12 lessons, the child will actually receive a Bible in their own language, which is oftentimes the only Bible that a household will ever have. So it was never enough for us to just go in with a shoebox and then leave. We wanted to create something that can keep the child coming back to the church where they just heard about the love of Jesus Christ for the very first time. So this discipleship program was implemented in 2009. I believe last year, nearly 15,000 children were able to go through the discipleship program, and just continuing to believe the Lord for that he would just open those doors.
That's incredible. What a great opportunity. And to get them their own Bible is an incredible privilege to be,
amen,
able to hold the word of God in their heart language.
Amen. Well, that's right.
Julia, I loved having you on the podcast. And
thank you for having me.
Our friends can see you in person. We'll put your link to your video so that they can see you telling this story in our show notes. And I would just encourage people to go watch you. And I love the way that prayer has transformed your life.
God is the author of my story, and to him be the glory.
That's right. Gracie, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure and honor. We are just so grateful for this opportunity. So thank you.
We love this partnership, and we know it's busy around Boone, North Carolina right now. So yes. We'll just pray that the Lord sustains you guys as you head into collection week.
Amen. Thank you so much, Lee.
Gracie, could you close us out in prayer?
Yes, I would love that. Well, Father, we just come to you in the name and through the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who we serve so gratefully, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, that it's such an honor to be about our Father's business together, Father God, with moms in prayer, Lord, all that is before them, all that they are doing for the work of your kingdom, Father God, for the protection of the children in schools, and Father, that your hand might continue to advance the gospel. Just, Lord, there's so much, Father, that these ones listening are doing for the kingdom, Father. And I'm just so encouraged and humbled by that, Father, just the power of prayer. So Lord, just thank you. Thank you for this partnership. Thank you for the way you have brought Operation Christmas Child and Moms in Prayer together. Lord, for the advancement of your kingdom, for the work of the ministry. We are so grateful that you want to use us, that you are all about partnership in the kingdom for the gospel. So Father, we just want to humbly say thank you. And Lord, right now, I just pray a special blessing, Lord, on all those listening, on Moms in Prayer as an organization. Lord, would you continue to give them wisdom, favor, Father, in their communities? Would you continue to strengthen them with might by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, that they would do only what you could do in and through them? Father, we just love you. We are grateful children today, and we just thank you for what you're going to do this year through both of these organizations, Father, for the children that will be reached around the world with the good news of Jesus Christ as a result of this partnership. We just thank you in advance for what you're going to do, Lord. We love you. We bless you. We're so grateful for all you do and in and through our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, friends. Well, you just heard my aha moment with Gracie, that shoeboxes actually just help provide a tool that pastors can share the gospel and disciple families. What an incredible gift. Imagine what would happen if this year, inside all the shoeboxes that go to hundreds of thousands of people around the world, included a prayer from a family who is praying that their box would go to just the right child and that that child would come to know Christ. That's what we do. We pray, friends, and it is an honor to be with you on this journey. You aren't going to want to miss next week's podcast with Wendy Palau. But in the meantime, if you enjoyed today's episode, would you go onto iTunes and review it? It really is not that hard. Go click 5 stars or whatever stars you want to and leave a review so that other people can find us and we can connect more moms with this great ministry of Moms in Prayer. Because moms are making the difference, friends. Praying moms just like you, moms who are packing shoeboxes with their kids and teaching them about the world that we live in. We'll see you next week.